All right. This is Mr. Maurice Rothman from the althealth.org/blog. And the title of this is called, What is a Lost Soul? Now I'm going to start talking. Who hasn't heard this saying that he, she is a lost soul? Everyone. But did they know what they were saying or referring to? In the ego sense, of course, a lost soul is a person who lost his or her way in life. But then, where in all hell does the word soul enter the picture? Since on this time-space world, especially with our distinguished scientists, there is no such thing as a soul. And that, of course, goes for the secularists who chose to stay on the fence without budging, and agnostics who are also staying on the fence, but more determined to prove, like the scientists, that this idea of existence of any kind of soul is pure rubbish. But are they still nice about it? But then we come to the established, acclaimed atheist scientists who have discovered that people, ego people, by lock, stock, and barrel, everything meaning their theories are true. It's a bunch of hokum. Now we're going to get more understanding. If people in general had it upstairs, you know, the green stuff, but they don't, of course, they would tell these elites, erudites, scholars, to go to hell where they belong, and I believe their so-called spirit will end when their body dies. They have that. All the egos believe that. When the life is over, the body dies. That, they don't know, is a supposition, since I wouldn't know one way or the other, but then the Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible, says so in its own way. Listen carefully. People reap what they sow, and I'm taking that on full value. Full value. So we now enter a world, a higher world, where we are finished, when we are finished with this lower world, the world of time and space, a world unknown to all of the egos in this world, but not unknown to people like myself who came in knowingly. Came in means in this particular incarnation. Okay, of course, I was one of them. Also, unknowingly, until, this is me, until the obligation I had with the family I grew up with and my own personal life was completed. In other words, I discovered all this stuff in time, and that gets me in a position to do what I'm doing. Then only then were my so-called gifts, not to me alone, but to others. In all of me to survive, I want to mention I'm a channel, which means I've been gifted coming into this life. And what I'm going to bring up, I grew up as a channel and said my own family using the business world. Now, that's just a personal comment. I can go by that. Once that was completed, these gifts that I came in with were given free to anyone asked for it. I'm a psychic, and I gave readings, accurate readings. Never charge people for my services, as a lot of psychics do. I do not agree with that. I never did it, as I say, for money, and still don't. My blog is free to all that wish to leave their self-imposed prison, which I call the comfort zone, which I also call the false beliefs of the world we live in today. And I continue as I turn my page. You have heard the word enlightenment. Even so-called atheists, agnostics, and certainly secularists have heard this word. What does it mean to be enlightened? E-N-L-I-G-H-T-E-N-E-D. I am sure if you ask the secularists, his idea would be different than the agnostics, and certainly the atheists, if he, she doesn't explode with some kind of vengeance, would react in a knowing way, which of course starts a fierce anger. These people get very angry, bordering perhaps on emotions they personally hate in other others of their kind. The hatred between the Democratic and Republican philosophies were, in truth, in my opinion, of course, they are both egos, whether they like it or not, and deserve each other. They are the half of the same apple, as I mentioned, but being egos do not know this. That is what Jehovah meant when she wrote in the Torah, "The truth cannot exist on the plane of manifestation wherein the people are ignorant of the truth. If people were not ignorant, there would be no need for a Torah," which is a Bible. That's the original Bible given to the Hebrew when they were freed from the Egyptian of over 200 years of enslavement. That was thousands of years ago, and has that changed? Not one bit. The same ignorance then is the same ignorance now. Are people still killing each other? Are our illustrious institutions any different than they were from the dawn of time? Of course not. Everything has been in a standstill for thousands of years. Proof? Records exist, even the records of corrupted historians, who now and then tell the truth. That is, if they do not fear for their lives. So what is a lost soul? Since souls are the cells of Jehovah, Jehovah is the so-called God that Moses got the power to do what he did to defeat the Egyptians. And no one on this planet, in my opinion, knows. It's a secret that will never be revealed, since one it is, the world as we know it will no longer be around. And of course, that is my channel's opinion, not mine, since I never had my so-called personal opinions other than for social reasons. In other words, I'm a channel, and my personal reasons can be totally different than what I'm writing here and what I'm saying. I'm only doing what I'm being told to do right now. I am humble enough to know that what I know does not come from me personally, despite the harassment of egos who love to prove that I am blowing my own horn. What comes out of my mouth is what my mouth has been fed. I do not expect egos to understand what I just said. It's beyond their limited consciousness capacity. And that's the end of this one, and I can talk about other blogs. You come to my blog, and there's over 300 essays like this. Now, I can go into another essay with